Acts chapter 9, the 36th verse is where we're going from. And it reads as follows. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there in Lydda sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping, showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of God for the people of God. You could read this story and say, if you wanted, that this story was about Peter. It seems to be about Peter, doesn't it? After all, Peter has at this point in Acts and in the gospel story been performing miracles all throughout the land. In Lydda, he was there and had just done some miracles you can read about in Acts chapter 9. This is the same Peter, church, who denied Jesus three times. Amen? I just want to make sure we know. We're talking about the same Peter who denied Jesus three times. The same Peter who fell in the water walking to Jesus. Failure Peter. So these moments in Acts are provided to show us that, well, Peter figured it out. You can too. Amen. Should I add that the book is called Acts of the Apostles, right? A written historical narrative of life in a post-Jesus world and the people who are called by God to take up leadership in this post-Jesus world. The book's message is plain to us. They did it. Why can't you? In fact, know your history, Luke says to us. Know your history. Don't you see where you've come from? This stuff is your stuff. A look back at the ancestors is exactly what I want to do this morning, but I don't want to look back to Peter, church. Peter has done something incredible. He has raised the dead. But it was the dead woman who brought him there. What I'm arguing is, and maybe not, I'm not arguing this at all, it's right there in the text, I'm just saying it out loud, that if Tabitha was not an incredible woman, if Tabitha was not incredible, then Peter would never have had a chance to be incredible. People die all the time. But something about Tabitha's place in the community made her death all the more important, all the more painful. Her loss all the more impossible to bear, so much that they called Peter to potentially reverse the loss. A life so important that we cannot stand to have it taken from us. I don't think I need to lay out gender roles in ancient Israel and for you to understand that women had a critical role in society. Now, sometimes there's this nonsense assessment of women inside patriarchy that women cook and clean and give birth and otherwise have no role, right? And people say, oh, well, that was the case in the Bible. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Women were critical and had roles of leadership and had wealth and with the family as the center of Jewish society, women were central leaders. That's not the issue. But what makes it patriarchy is that in that society, when a woman died, the system was set up for another woman to take her place almost immediately. That was the problem. Not that women didn't have power, but the woman was critical, but it could just be any woman. is what they were saying. This was patriarchy, not the removal of power, but the flattening of personality, where all women, regardless of power, were treated the same. Why am I saying this? Because when Tabitha died in their society, when Tabitha died, all they would have to do is go get another Tabitha. No Peter, no come back, please, no bringing back anybody unless the person being brought back represented something more, dare I say, better, not just more, better than what was left in the room, so that even a remnant of Tabitha, having undergone the trauma of death, was still better than life without her. This is about Tabitha, a mother within their community. Sometimes the pain is about what our mothers weren't for us, and sometimes the pain is not about what our mothers didn't do, but they did so much that with them gone, we can't imagine ourselves. So often do we make this about Peter and the good that he did. Oh, Peter saved everybody. Just as on Mother's Day, it becomes about what the men did for the women. Oh, help us. What the kids did. Again, we've discussed this for several weeks here. Who is at the center is what matters. Who is at the center? Bundt cake living. Y'all with me still? And to correct that, then we'll make it about women. All women, right? Today is about all women, but this today is not about all women. Today, this is about Tabitha, and Mother's Day isn't about all women. It's about mothers. Even when the original institution of Mother's Day, 1870, Julia Ward Howe, merges motherhood with womanhood. Now, be careful with that, but in 1870, these were the options that women had then. But she was fighting, Julia was, to break those stereotypes, to break them open. And now that they are broken in 2019, let this day be about mothers of all types, without saying you are great because you are a mother. Because this is sexist. Without treating motherhood as the highest form of womanhood, because this is sexist. And it does no service to our children for parents to simply level up. If you want to improve yourself, do yoga. Don't have a child. If you want to improve yourself, if you want to brighten up your home, go to Target. Don't have a child now. Because let me tell you something. It does them no service when we simply say, motherhood is the next thing that I should be doing. Motherhood is a calling, church. Today is about those that have received and lived into that calling, the Tabithas who have shaped us and raised us and are raising us, the Tabithas in this place right now, the mother Tabithas. For some, it's about the women in our lives who had the call, but you know what? They couldn't fully live into it. They had that call, but they couldn't do it. Mamas that didn't know how to be mothers. People that failed us, maybe even failures that you feel for yourself, failures that you're feeling right now. I pray in time that you will have the courage and the forgiveness and the grace needed to reconcile with them and yourself. Mothers are people. Church, mothers are people. Fully human. Amen? Amen? Mothers are people. Hard to balance the time to raise kids and be our own manager. The young Tabithas got our own Dodge Challengers. She don't need yours. No time for boys, got our own challenges. Making Christmas work, working across the whole calendar. Got our own stones, pulling out Excaliburs. No stereotypes. This a higher caliber. Busy making miracles, make your own sandwiches. Need to respect women or reimagine them. Brought us into this world, we was just passengers. Thinking about the work now of Dr. Maya Angelou, talking about women, talking about mothers, being women too, being more than women. Woo. Listen how she expanded them.
Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me.
Against the flattening of womanhood.
Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally.
Against expectations, people, mothers are people.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, I rise.
Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries.
Let's make room for the fullness of motherhood. Tabitha was no cutout version of what it means to be a woman. No, that's why when she died, they needed her back.
She lay skin down in the moist dirt, the canebrake rustling with whispers of leaves and loud longing of hounds, and the ransack of hunters crackling the near branches.
Tabitha,
she muttered, lifting her head. Nod toward freedom. I shall not be moved.
Was a mother.
She gathered her babies, their tears slick as oil on black faces, their young eyes canvassing mornings of madness. Mama, is Master going to sell you tomorrow from us?
Yes, unless you keep walking more and talking less. Yes, unless the keeper of our lives releases me from all commandments. Yes, and your lives, never mind to live, will be executed upon the killing floor of innocence unless you match my heart and words, saying with me,
I shall not be moved.
Tabitha is a leader, called a disciple, and when she fell ill unexpectedly, tragically, as it is for so many others, mothers in this city, in this nation, and in this world.
You have tried to destroy me. And though I perish daily, I shall not be moved.
A death too early, church, by the burden of patriarchy, by the demand on her body, by the ungodly call to be possessed.
Her universe often summarized into one black body, falling finally from the tree to her feet, made her cry each time into a new voice. All my past hastens to defeat, and strangers claim the glory of my love. Inequity has bound me to his bed, yet I must not be moved.
It is ours to rescue our mothers from early death, church. To go to the bedside and say, get up. How can I help? Get up. What do you need?
She heard the names swirling ribbons in the wind of history. Nigger.
Nigger, bitch. Heifer.
Mammy, property.
Creature, ape, baboon.
Whore, hot tail thing. It.
To not be named by others or to be constrained by others.
She said, but my description cannot fit your tongue. For I have a certain way of being in this world, and I shall not be moved.
Get up. Get up. Get up!
No angel stretched protecting wings above the heads of her children, fluttering and urging the winds of reason into the confusion of their lives. They sprouted like young weeds, but she could not shield their growth from the grinding blades of ignorance, nor shape them into symbolic topiaries. She sent them away, underground, overland, in coaches and shoeless.
But what they failed to understand is that it's not all about Tabitha. What if they called her back because they did not believe in themselves?
When you learn, teach. When you get, give. As for me, I shall not be moved.
When Maya Angelou wrote this poem, Our Grandmothers, it was the recitation, I shall not be moved, that was to serve as a reminder to those mothers in 1978 that what rests within them.
She stood in mid-ocean, seeking dry land. She searched God's face, assured. She placed her fire of service on the altar, and though clothed in the finery of faith, when she appeared at the temple door, no sign welcomed. Black grandmother, enter here.
Is the strength that God gives you, a strength of 10,000 years, a strength that your grandmother had and used.
Into the crashing sound, into wickedness, she cried. No one, no, nor no 1,000,000 ones dare deny me God. I go forth along and stand as 10,000.
Do not go looking for strength. Do not go looking to bring back Tabitha. Tabitha lives.
The divine upon my right impels me to pull forever at the latch on freedom's gate.
The Holy Spirit upon my left leads my feet without ceasing into the camp of righteousness, into the tents of the free.
Believing in resurrection, we know that what is dead is not truly dead, but lives on in us, men and women, strength, courage, wisdom that is a gift from
these mamas' faces, lemon yellow, plum purple, honey brown, have grimaced and twisted down a pyramid for years. She is Sheba the Sojourner, Harriet and Zora,
Mary Bethune and Angela, Anna to Zenobia.
We need them back. That's why they called Peter. Peter, please, we can't lose her. This witness, this courage, this charity, this love. How can we keep her alive? Where can we find her now?
She stands before the abortion clinic, confounded by the lack of choices.
In the welfare line, reduced to the pity of handouts.
Ordained in the pulpit, shielded by the mysteries.
In the operating room, husbanding life.
In the choir loft, holding God in her throat.
On lonely street corners, hawking her body.
In the classroom, loving the children to understanding.
Our communities can only be as strong as our Tabithas. How we treat our mothers says who we are. And how they live on long after their bodies have returned to dust, but so that their memory will not rust. Call on Tabitha this Mother's Day. She has been resting inside of you, her wisdom, her strength, her guidance. Tell her to get up. Tell this world that women are more than mothers, that mothers are more than childbearers, that you are world bearers. Sing and proclaim resurrection for the mothers that have poured into us, that they shall live forever through us.
Centered on the world stage, She sings to her loves and beloveds, to her foes and detractors.
However I am perceived and deceived, however my ignorance and conceits, lay aside your fears that I will be undone.
For I shall not be moved.
Amen.